You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Every day, you and I interact with the world of tech.
Today, we're going to be showing our friends the basics of technology.
I can't get Mario Brothers to work, dude.
Dude, you have to blow in the cartridge.
I'm not going to blow in the cartridge.
Dude, you
that
have
is
to
so
blow
stupid.
In the
I'm not.
Fine. See, I told you.
This is tech in real life.
Our guide to tech in real life this week is Haley Sukuyama. She is a tech reporter for The Washington Post. Welcome to Marketplace Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
You wrote an article about how much personal information is left over on our smartphones. And then there was a study about this. I was kind of stunned about all of this information. Tell me about sort of the digital record we leave behind.
So what was interesting about the study, which looked at Android phones, this security company Avast bought 20 used smartphones, and these were all smartphones that people had erased the data off of. And they were able to recover, using their own tools, they were able to recover, you know, pictures of people's kids and, you know, kind of all the personal things you take on your phone that you don't necessarily want to go over into the next owner. And so even though these people had erased their data, they were able to recover it. And, you know, that's really kind of disturbing if you think about it.
And all of these things that were on there, people thought they'd gotten rid of all this stuff, right?
Yeah, they'd used the sort of default factory reset wipe, which, you know, you see on every Android phone, where you can go into settings and security and get rid of it. And so that was, you know, just sort of the default tool that everybody thinks to use before they sell their phone. But it didn't get rid of all the data quite as completely as a lot of people would have liked.
All right. So if you want to be practical and you want to be safe, what can you do if you want to sell your phone and you want to be safer?
If you're an Android user, one thing that you can do is encrypt the data before you wipe it. It's probably a good practice to encrypt your data anyway, which Android will let you do in the security settings. So basically, encrypting the data just means you jumble it up so that nobody else can look at it unless they have your password. Sort of regardless of what kind of phone you have, you should also be thinking about things like expandable memory cards and the SIM card. A lot of Android phones let you add a memory card to expand the amount of memory that you have on the phone, and you can store a lot of sort of personal files and photos on there. Before you sell the phone, be sure that you take out the card. If you have it, then nobody else can have it, and then your data is safe.
This study and a lot of these tips are geared toward people with Android phones. What about iPhones? What are the things to think about if you're someone who runs on the Apple system and who has an iPhone?
The great thing about Apple is that they have encrypted their data on their phones. But, you know, it's a good idea that the SIM card rule applies. And, of course, you definitely always want to wipe your data before you do any reselling.
You know, we live in such a fast-moving, digitally dependent world. I mean, I use my phone for so many things that I couldn't even conceive of using a phone for 5 years ago. Do we always run the risk in the future of some release of personal information?
You know, I mean, I'm not a futurist and I don't have a crystal ball, but I do think that certainly the amount of personal data that we are putting on these devices or, you know, in the cloud definitely opens us up to that risk. The ultimate security guide to reselling your phone is to not, for example, take racy pictures of yourself in the first place, because then they don't exist and nobody can ever see them.
Haley Sukuyama is a reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.